Jake Shears, and when I'm in Belfast, I want to be with none other than Marcus Hunter Neal on BBC Radio Ulster.
Your timing this morning was just, you just looked like you had a ball from start to finish. And I had Richard Madeley on a couple of weeks ago, and he said how much fun he really had on it as well. But I mean, you covered everything from serious topics to sad topics to fun. And what was great is you always find laughter. I think Joan Rivers was a great one in saying, no matter how tragic something is, if you can laugh or you can find the funny side of it, things are never that bad.
Exactly.
But I actually was watching live whenever Kerry Katona was on that time, and that was it was the saddest thing ever. And you handled it so well. But what were you thinking whenever she came in and she sat down and they went live? And
yeah, well, we weren't warned that she was not having a good day that day. And so we sat down and started the interview, and then obviously within the first 3 seconds you realise that, oh dear, this dear girl, because she is such a lovely person with problems, or she had problems then, and started the interview and I thought, oh poor darling, you know, we're in trouble here. So I wanted to try and talk to her about, she was saying, well, why shouldn't I have a drink? Why shouldn't I? And I said, no, well, it's just that sometimes, you know, people swap an addiction for another addiction. And if I were your mum, I would say, you know, you need to just go home and rest.
So well.
And she'd, my mum would never say that. And I said, no, I know. But if I were your mum. And then it all got a bit awkward. And her,
were you being fed in, or did you and Philip take that lead yourselves? Because obviously you're live and you can't talk to behind the scenes.
Yes, Philip and I always did do our own interviews. We were very rarely guided by the producer, who trusted us enormously. The producer built the programme, and then we would, you know, fill in the grout, really. So, and I like to do that. I research all my own interviews even now, and always want to be the first hand researcher on anything.
Well, I have to say, I'm not big enough to have anybody working with me, so I do all the research myself, and I have had such joy researching you, because I loved you dearly, and now I love you even more, because I've done nothing but smile and laugh.
Marcus.
Over your 36 years in television, have you a standout moment that, it doesn't necessarily have to be the funniest, but one of your proudest moments that you just go, there's a real bucket list ticked?
Well, I think when I went to Iraq, actually, and did some reporting from the COB, which was the British, or the Allies' base in the desert in the middle of Iraq. And I was there for 3 or 4 nights, I think, flown in undercover in the dark on the troop carrier, and all these incredible experiences. And then we had a lot of incoming rocket fire, and I was interviewing all the soldiers and really experiencing life in a war zone, and how proud I was of all our British troops, who were incredible. And I think that was one of the best things I've ever done. And I wasn't scared. And I met SAS soldiers. And we had to lie on the floor with rockets and bombs coming in, you know. But we did it. We did it. And that was great.
Well, listen, that just shows you're the funniest lady on television with the biggest heart on television. And I have actually asked you to choose one of your favourite songs. Have you got a favourite song for me?
Marcus, my favourite song at this particular moment, because it takes me back to the carefree days of life between A-levels and real hard work and responsibility, was Roxy Music's Virginia Plain.
Well, by the magic of radio, it is playing underneath us. And thank you for being my dream guest and making dreams come true, Miss Britton.
Bless you, Marcus.
And listen, continued success with everything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you.